Yours truly, the Sunspot, the One Spot Radio.
From Capitol Records, there you have it. That's Kaio Sakamoto from 1963 with Sukiyaki. Kaio Sakamoto was born November 10th of 1941 in Japan. He died in a plane crash on August 12th of 1985. He was only 43 years old. And Sukiyaki was the only hit he ever had. That's also titled A Japanese Love Song. Liberty Records, there you have it. That's Gary Lewis and the Playboys from 1966 with Greengrass. Gary Lewis was born as Gary Liddage on July 31st of 1945 in Brooklyn, New York. He's a pop singer, drummer, and the son of comedian Jerry Lewis.
Jerry's Media Radio means music.
Good night.
From the past.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you. I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me. For us, 'cause we love each other, and with our faith and trust, there could be no other.
From Chancellor Records and from Buddha Records, there you have it. That's Frankie Avalon going back to 1959 on that classic with Why. And yes, this is on a vinyl 45, and it's also from the two record set and not the CD, Dick Clark's 20 Years of Rock and Roll. Now check this out, ladies and gentlemen. This song here hit number one twice and stayed there for 16 consecutive weeks. Now on the 45, this is the flip side of the 45 called Swinging on a Rainbow. That hit number one and stayed there for 6 consecutive weeks. Frankie Avalon was born on September 18th of 1940 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was born Francis Thomas Avalon, and by the time he was 12 years old, Avalon was on U.S. television playing his trumpet. As a teenager, he played with Bobby Rydell in Rocco and the Saints in 1959. Venus hit number one for 5 weeks on Billboard's Hot 100, and Why went to number one on Billboard's Hot 100. And it was the last number one hits of the 1950s. Avalon had 31 charted U.S. Billboard singles from 1958 to 1962, including Just Ask Your Heart, which hit number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100, and I'll Wait for You, which hit number 15 on Billboard's Hot 100. Bobby Socks and Stockings hit number 8 on the charts, and A Boy Without a Girl hit number 10 on the Hot 100.
One day, little girl, the sadness will leave your face as soon as you've won your fight to get justice done. One day,
from Capitol Records, there you have it. That's Mr. Glenn Campbell from 1969 with True Grit. And yes, this is on a vinyl 45. Now check this out, ladies and gentlemen. This song on the country charts, it hit number 9 for 12 consecutive weeks. Then we go over to the pop charts, and it hit number 35 and stayed there for 7 consecutive weeks. So there you have it, Mr. Glenn Campbell and True Grit. Glenn Campbell was born on April 22nd of 1936 in Delight, Arkansas. He is a country pop singer, songwriter, and guitarist.
My lonely days are over, and life is like a song.
From RCA Records, there you have it. That's Glenn Miller and his orchestra from 1935 with At Last. And by the way, this was re-recorded again in the early 50s. Glenn Miller was born as Alton Glenn Miller. He was born on a farm on March 1st of 1904 in Clinton, Ohio. He was listed as missing in action as of December 15th of 1944. Glenn Miller was only 40 years old.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason.
MGM Records, there you have it, the Hermits Hermits from 1967 with No Milk Today. Peter Herman Newman was born November 5th of 1947 in England. Smashed Records, there you have it. That's Jay and the Techniques there from 1967 with Apple Peaches and Pumpkin Pie. Columbia Records. There you have it. That's Joe Stanford from 1952 with You Belong to Me. And yes, this is on a vinyl 45. Now check this out, ladies and gentlemen. This song hit number one on the Billboard's Hot 100s chart. Joe Stanford was born as Joe Elizabeth Stanford on November 12th of 1917 in Cullinan, California. She was suffering from congestive heart failure in October of 2007, which she died on July 16th of 2008. Joe Stanford was only 90 years old.
Talk to her, please, Mr. Sound. Speak to her, Mr. Rainbow, and take her under your branches, Mr. Tree. Please, Mr. Sun.
Please, Mr. Sun.
From Columbia Records, there you have it. That's Johnny Ray from 1952 with Please, Mr. Sun. And yes, this is on a vinyl 45, and it's also from the vinyl LP, and not the CD, Johnny Ray's Greatest Hits. Johnny Ray was born January 10th of 1927 in Dallas, Oregon. Now, he died of liver failure on February 25th of 1990. Johnny Ray was only 63 years old. And Johnny Ray, believe it or not, wore a hearing aid since he was 14 years old.
Teddy's BBR Radio.